John 3, verses 20 and 21. Here Jesus gives the fundamental explanation. Why do men reject him? What is it about him that make men turn away from him? He came into the world to save sinners. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus came into the world not to condemn the world, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. But by his death, by the shedding of his blood, to save the world. All who trust Christ will be saved. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but men do not believe, and therefore they stand condemned already. Some do believe, but it seems that the majority do not believe. They stand condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's only begotten Son. They have not trusted his word. And the verdict, as we have seen, is that light has come into the world, Christ has come into the world. But men have preferred darkness. They have loved darkness rather than light. They will not come to Christ. They prefer sin. They prefer the darkness. And therefore they, refusing Christ, will suffer eternal darkness. And Jesus explains, everyone who does evil hates the light. And will not come into the light, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. This is the truth. Light has come into the world, and men prefer darkness, because they want to practice, they want to live on in their sinful way. They do not want Christ to expose their sins, to expose their actions, to expose their hearts. They prefer the darkness. They prefer their sin rather than the Son of God. The general principle. Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been through God. Here is truth. Here is light. Here is love. Here is forgiveness, here is mercy, here is grace upon grace. Christ has come into the world. He has gone to the cross, he has shed his blood. And now all who trust him are cleansed from their sin, clothed with his righteousness, have peace with God. But men prefer their sin. They prefer themselves and the darkness. And they will not have the Christ. The natural man hates the things of God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Antichrist, the hater of the light, will not come to the truth. And all who follow the Antichrist, all who are deceived and led astray by Satan, and all who are bound in their sins, prefer lies to the truth. They prefer the lie, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. They prefer the darkness to the truth. They prefer their sin to the forgiveness of their sin. They prefer darkness to light. They will not have the Christ. Christ does not mince matters in words here. He does not pull any punches. The verdict is condemnation for all who hate Christ and will not receive him. For all who will not trust him, everlasting death. Those who are evil do evil, and they hate the light, and they will not come to the light. But there are those who do come to him. They live by the truth. They live in Christ. They trust Christ. And must have Jesus. There are only these two verdicts and only these two responses. Everybody listening to me now, you fall into one of two camps. You either love the truth, you come to the light, you receive Christ, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are washed in his precious blood, or you hate him and you turn aside from him. You may say, no, I'm not like that. If you do not come to Christ, receive Christ, trust Christ, love Christ, obey Christ, you hate him. It's either or. It's darkness or light. It's for Christ or against Christ. It's trust Christ or hate him. Which is it for you, my friend? Which is it for you? I'm not asking you if you're religious. I'm not asking you if your faith is tremendously strong. Your love is tremendously deep. Of course, I wish we all had the strongest of faith, the deepest of love. I'm not asking how deeply moved you are and sincere you are in your repentance. None of us is sincere enough. I'm asking, what do you think of the Christ? What is Jesus to you? As Christ is, so is the verdict. Light has come into the world. Do you love darkness, your sin, or do you love Christ? Do you stay in the darkness? Do you prefer the darkness? Or have you come and are you coming and are you now with Jesus? Are you living with Jesus by the truth, in him, under his word, but above all resting in his finished sacrifice for sin, his one offering? Are you perfected in that? I'm not asking you at this moment to look at your faith or the measure of your repentance or this or that or the other. I'm asking, what do you think of Christ? For God so loved the world that he gave the Christ. God sent the Son, the Christ, into the world. And everyone who comes to the light, and Jesus is the light, is saved. So come to him, I plead with you. Do not be content with going to church or chapel or being religious. Come to Jesus Christ. Believer, we must go on lifting up Christ. It's not creeds or confessions or churchianity or Christendom or religiosity. It is Christ. Christ is the great divide. He is the only Savior for sinners. Let us go on lifting him up. Of course we shall meet hatred for it. They hate him, so they'll hate us. We'll meet ostracism and rejection. Yes, it is true. But let us go on lifting up Christ. For he said, I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men to me. May sinners hear our lifting up of Christ, see our lifting up of Christ, and be drawn to him, to trust him, to love him, and to remain with him. Let me close with this hymn by John Newton. As I've said, it all centers on Christ. What do you think of Christ? What is Jesus Christ to you? May he be all in all to you. What think ye of Christ is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath is your lot. Some take him a creature to be, a man or an angel at most. Sure, these have not feelings like me, nor know themselves wretched and lost. So guilty, so helpless am I. I dare not confide in his blood, nor on his protection rely, unless I was sure He is God. If asked, what of Jesus, I think, though still my best thoughts are but poor, I say, he's my meat, my drink, my life, and my strength, and my store, my shepherd, my husband, my friend, my saviour from sin and from thrall, my hope from beginning to end, my portion, my Lord, and my all. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. God sees you, my friend, though you hide in the darkest darkness. Come into the light. Come to Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, trust him and be saved forever. Amen.